how did y'all get in touch with Lil Ant, you know what I'm saying, who is a producer, and y'all started to be around PNB Rock, Shoreline Mafia. Oh,
I gotta explain this.
You know, all these, go ahead. Roddy Rich, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All these big artists.
Look at my song. My dick. Look at my sauce and look at my dick. Look at my sauce and my dick.
Yo, it's your boy G Murr on the You Heard Me podcast. And today I got a special guest, man. Well, I should say three special guests, man. I got my cousin Get It Rogers. I got my boy, you know what I'm saying, Astro.
Yeah.
And then my boy Trades with me. And you know what I'm saying? What's new, fellas? What's good?
Shit, the usual. You know what I mean? Music. Grinding, working, honestly, school,
trying to get water.
Yeah. So, for y'all that don't know, man, these guys, they all artists, but athletes / artists, you know what I'm saying, dancing, producing, and it's pretty dope, man, and we all grew up with each other, so, you know, I'm gonna just let you guys talk a little bit about how you guys got into music and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, when did it really start popping off for you guys, you two? I know in high school, you guys was like always plumb about making some things together, and you guys actually started getting cracking. So, you know, talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I got started, you know, shout out my boy Kami Goat, shout out Polo Vovo. I got started with them.
By
you know
our gang.
Yeah, you already know, I got started with them. I was at their house one day in the summer. They had an open verse on the song or whatnot, and like, you here, why don't you get on it? I'm like, me? Like, I can't rap, bro. I can't, you know what I mean? I can't rap. They're like, what? I know you can rap, bro. I know you got it. Hopped on the song, whatever case may be, it took off from there. The rest history. I don't need for me. I'm doing my thing right now.
Hell yeah. So what you guys, what about you, Trace?
I started making music like my junior year and shit. It was like trash at first. But then like towards senior year, me and I linked up with Chris. And then like I started like engineering because I taught myself how to like engineer. So.
Yeah, so you more so on the computer like making beats and engineering like.
Yeah.
So you polished the music that he makes.
Exactly.
Well, he polished our music.
Yeah.
He taught me how to do it. How to perfect our craft. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's hard, bro. It's cool. I like that. I was telling him earlier like how that shit's dope, bro. Like it's a young game right now with music and entertainment. It's all the young people right now, you know what I'm saying? And for you guys to work together, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. What about you, Aaron?
Shit.
Well, I already know. This nigga been making music for a minute.
For a minute. Nah, that's true. Like, I used to be in middle school. I used to be in yearbook class, shit like that. So, like, we'd be on the max. And, like, my older brother, like, he for real. I kind of paved the way as far as me like trying to try like new things as far as like teaching myself. So it's like during the time of yearbook class, like I'll go to GarageBand, just like put a whole bunch of loops together, try to make a beat or something like that. But like I feel like besides writing all the poems and everything like that, like where it really kicked off is like when I like got my own laptop, and my pops got that for me for getting good grades and stuff. So like once I was able to get my own laptop, like I felt like I was able to teach myself more and like just steady work on it, because like when I first got to college, I used to be in the libraries with my headphones and like be trying to like say lyrics all low and stuff like that, recording the library, make sure nobody hear me and stuff like. But it really kicked off once I was able to get like my own equipment, like my own stuff. That's where I like really found my sound and like how to kind of just master it and, you know, work on it.
And you got love, bro. I be playing all your guys' stuff in Minnesota and. Like, that's no cap, niggas, motherfuckers that's watching this right now, like, people in my school, whatever, they'll tell you too. Everybody's always like, who that? I'm like, oh, these my homies from back at the crib.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got people from Louisiana following you now, Florida, and then you guys, you got, you know, Florida people. I don't know if my homeboys follow you or anything, but they fuck with y'all music heavy. And
shout out everybody that tune in.
Appreciate
y'all a lot.
Much love.
Hell yeah, bro. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, how we all started, like, in elementary. Yeah, and then now we at a point, like, we starting to get to know people that's up there. Like, even like, when I was telling Trace earlier about, like, well, my opportunities, like, I got the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to work a little deal out with T Murph, you know what I'm saying, from on Def Jam Comedy.
Yeah.
And exactly. And, nigga, I was at work. I work at a pizza shop back in Minnesota, and I get the DM back from him. And I'm just jumping up and down. My boss coming in and they're like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, blessings.
Yeah.
I looked up. I said, blessings. That's what's going on right now. Blessings. Yeah. Like, I ain't going to work in this motherfucker too long. But
seeing there's a blessing, you know, starting to do the music. Because me and him, we go back to YMCA days playing basketball, hooping at the Y or whatnot. So we knew each other. And in high school, we see each other and say, hey, what's good? Hello, what's how you doing? And we keep it pushing. But I seen that he was doing his music or whatnot. And, you know, he kind of, a lot of people don't know that AJ was up in the room for a whole year mastering the sound, engineering, just learning how to work the software and perfecting his craft. So I seen he was really about his music stuff. You know what I mean? So I just hit him like, you know, let's do a song. We did a song. Everybody like, y'all need to,
The first song
we actually recorded together was Get It Right, but we didn't drop that until like later on.
I remember because I was a freshman in college, and y'all dropped the that gold digger song, and I was like, who the fuck is this? And then you said, that's me and Trace. I was like, who's Trace? You said AJ. I'm like, Asia, little brother?
Yeah.
He made music. like, no cap. I didn't even know you was into all that
and,
shit.
And look, that's the thing now. Everybody be like, you know, I tell them, oh yeah, I do music with Trace and whatnot. And look, when I introduce them, when they first meet him, like, oh yeah, that's my boy Trace. They be like, what? That's you? Like, what?
Hey, keep eating. Keep eating.
When I went to LA, where was we going? I forget.
I think it was BET Experience.
Yeah, the BET Experience.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, bro, your little brother, like, that nigga nice. That nigga is nice.
He's way better
than me.
And, but you know why?
But he's grinded too, man. He's been crafting.
I'm just trying to find my sound right now. He's
been doing this shit for like a couple months, like only like seven, eight, almost. Like,
about to hit a year soon.
And it was dope too. Like, for example, like Aaron, he's been, you know what I'm saying, like his name and who he is, he already kind of in a mix with a couple big people too. You know, for those who don't know, Audio Push, you know what I'm saying, HS87, Hit Boy, they're from the IE. Aaron, he's been dancing with them since he was a kid. And you can search up their music videos, Aaron in there getting turned, you know what I'm saying? Like, this kid's a multi. He's talented. You know, a lot of people in my school, when they search you up.
Big shout out though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he a dancer, he can sing, he could R&B, he can rap, and he play football. You know what I'm saying? Chris and Trace play football, basketball, and make music and produce. So like, whenever you could get, you know what I'm saying, people like that do a lot of things, that's dope. And I'll tell you why, because you play sports, so y'all all know the discipline and the kind of mentality you get in when you're on a sport, right?
Yeah.
So you just take that energy and put it in something else, and it's the same situation. Just keep doing the same thing, bro. It's gonna, your opportunity's gonna keep rolling. Because what it is God see you working. He see your time that you put in these things, right? And when you put your time into something, it's all, you're only gonna get what you put in. So when you, whatever you put in, you're gonna get it back. Mm-hmm. So all that time that you feel like, man, I'm doing all this, but ain't shit popping off, you gotta keep a mentality where it's like, hell no, nigga, I'm doing this shit, and this shit gonna go up.
Stay on course.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but Aaron, so what's new with you, bro? Like music and stuff, like, you got any EPs, songs?
Like, I was just talking about that, like, on my Twitter and stuff. Like, I don't know, I be working when people don't even really be knowing I be working. Yeah. And like, I say probably this last semester in college, like, it's my senior year, but that shit, I don't know, last couple months was just hard as fuck. Like, hella shit going on, hella stuff, you know, through life, through school, all that was going on. But it's like one of the promises I made to myself, like, just to everybody, like, kind of just holding myself accountable, is to release 3 EPs throughout the year. And like, I was like so down, like, I was still making music and stuff like that, but I was like, I don't even want to put nothing out, because like, it was just like, I don't know, I started feeling like maybe everybody not listening, like stuff like that, but it's like, I couldn't stop making music because that's how I was getting through what I was going through, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, on the way, December 30th, like, I'm dropping the Feelings mixtape, and that's like,
some sim shit.
Yeah, it's not some sim shit, but it's like,
some shit that girls gonna flow to?
I guess. I mean,
some shit for the females.
yeah, some shit for the females. Like,
all the females gonna be like water wet.
Nah, it's like, it's more so me talking about like shit that I've been through, like in certain relationships or whatnot, that or like what I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, talking about what I'm going through, and it's like, I feel like in this tape I open up the most and stuff like that. Like,
so you kind of let your audience get a feel of who you really are, what you're going through.
Yeah, instead of like some jumpy shit. Like, I got like probably two uppity songs on there right now. I was working on like the track list last night because I got it, hella shit.
It's Exhausted on there?
Exhausted is on there.
Yeah, yeah. This kid, man, this boy Aaron, man.
Check him out. He fire.
I be in school, get random texts from this dude, and it be songs that not released yet.
Yeah.
And I be like, this shit jumped in. I'm calling right away. Nigga, we shooting the music video when I come home. We gonna do everything.
I just need more visions, but for sure, yeah. Exhausted, business. That's gonna be on there.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to, bro, I got a filmer, and you know him too, Elijah, shout out to my boy from Florida, 305, Elijah Cullen, he's staying in West Hollywood, he just texted me today too, we supposed to, me and him, we just trying to shoot some videos, some films, so whenever y'all need some visuals, y'all let me know, you already know, G-Nice Productions, with Elijah Collins, we on it,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying, but going back to you guys, how did y'all get in touch with Lil Ant, you know what I'm saying, who is a producer, and y'all started to be around PNB Rock, Charlamagne. Oh,
I gotta explain this.
You know, all these, go ahead. Roddy Rich, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all these big artists.
Alright, so one day I was just chilling and like this nigga hit me out of nowhere. And I was like, who the fuck this nigga is? Like I didn't even follow him at the time either. He was like, hey, I fuck with your shit. He actually hit me up for a song that I did in the past. It's called Top Down. He hit me up saying, hey, that song's cold. And I was like, hey, good looking. I see your thing doing. Like, I looked at his
Instagram.
His Instagram, he had like P&B and shit. So I said, okay, you doing your thing. So I mean, hey, you know, you doing your thing. So he hit me up, what is it? Like a year ago or something. And he said, hey, let's do Stu with John and shit and Chris. And I was like, all right, bet. We did that. He met that nigga there.
Yeah.
And that's just really where it took off.
And y'all, what studio did y'all go to?
Home studio.
It was our studio.
A lot of people don't know. We be working with Atlantic and whatnot. Shout out Ant, he be getting us up in there. But we do it at home. We do everything at home. We engineer everything ourselves. Exactly. You know what I mean? But Ant, he kept telling me like, oh yeah, Ant, you know, this is a dude named Anthony, he PNB Rock producer, he go to Indian Springs. I'm like, no, you don't know. Like, you capping.
You didn't believe me. He always do that shit. He don't believe me.
Yeah, I still do that shit. If I don't see it, I don't believe the
that's
shit.
That's how I am too, though.
You know what I mean?
That's how I am too.
Whatever case may be, and whatever. AJ just called me one day, like, come to the crib. Let's do studio. I'm not knowing that other people going to be up in there.
Yeah.
So I ain't going to lie. He's sitting in the chair or whatnot at the computer, and I'm just looking at him like, you know, who this groupie up in here? You know, honestly, that's what I'm thinking. Honestly. So whatever case may be, he started fucking with the software or whatnot, doing some fly-ass melodies, doing some crazy shit. I'm like, who's this little dude? You know what I mean? Whatever case may be, Ant, like, he like, I'm Ant. I'm rock producer, whatever case it be, New Lane. I'm like, so you the little dude he talking about? He like, yeah, whatever. I got on the mic, I got the recording some shit. He like, yo, your shit is fire. Like, you know, whatever.
And whenever you get somebody that work with somebody like PNB Rock, Roddy Rich, and all them guys, they know, because they be with those guys.
Yeah.
So when they hear voices, like, you, even though he young, because I met him today earlier, and I was like, damn, it's a young nigga.
Yeah, he's still in
high school. But I told him, I said, much respect, because you in high school and you're doing this shit.
Man, I love
you. You know what I'm saying? Bro. But it's like, you get to a certain situation, it don't matter what the age is, it's who they know, what they hear, what experience they already know. Yeah. So when they hear your voice, they're like, okay, hell yeah, that could be something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like, y'all respected it, and y'all trusted his work.
Oh yeah.
And y'all fuck with him now, y'all. Deep much, in there now.
Shout
so.
Out, yeah, much love. Well, we do everything. Right. Everything. He sets everything up.
That's dope, man. And you know what I'm saying? I know. Talk about the collaboration that you guys did.
I was gonna get there at one point. Matter of fact, yeah, we got some shit with my big bro Aaron and whatnot. He hopped on our tape Visions. Check it on all platforms.
That's what I'm saying. I be plotting people onto that too.
Plotting,
that's your goal.
Yeah, Gator Rogers. Yeah, he on plotting. Matter of fact, his shit is fire. You know,
I know niggas be plotting. Niggas go fuck with it, nigga.
It's crazy though, like, cause when I first heard y'all shit and stuff like that, I was just thinking like, damn, like, it's crazy, like, going to school and then seeing them and then like seeing like they put their own style into the music.
Yeah.
seeing like them fuck with the music, I feel like that was pretty dope.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And like once we clicked up and linked up, and like the day we recorded that shit, it was like we was just all vibing.
The energy up in the studio was like, crazy. And we recorded that up in my dorm room.
That's what happened to Glenn.
Hey,
Glenn. Hey,
you were crazy. Like, I think, wait, was I in school and I told you, hey, you should collab with these?
Yeah, and I think I was already there.
He was already like chopping it up with him. Yeah, like, uh-huh. So I had hit up Aaron one day at school, like, yo, Chris and them making music, they blunt, they going up.
Yeah.
And you got good energy, you got good melodies
too. You told me to collab with Aaron.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. So like,
it was bound to happen. That shit was inevitable.
I feel like either way, like y'all energy and y'all would have gravitated one day anyways. But what you guys got going on now, I heard you said you going to the studio, you finna go record on Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, we got a session at Atlanta Records or whatnot. We finna collab with KB.
KB, yeah.
KB from Long Beach. We don't really know too much about him.
Okay.
But you know, we heard some of the songs and whatnot, and yeah, he fired.
I heard Kalen for real fuck with y'all music and he wants to get on the track.
And FaceTime with him a couple times when I seen him. He like, talked to the bro, he said, keep doing y'all shit, y'all niggas cool, y'all fire.
And he one of those artists that's kind of established right now, huh?
Pretty much established. Shout out Kalen, man.
He has his sound found and established, like, you know, he gonna run shit up. That's really it.
Yeah.
I haven't spoke to him yet, but when they spoke to him, I was at work at the time. But from what they told me, they said that it was on FaceTime with me, fucking with our shit.
Hell yeah.
And we supposed to have something coming soon, so we just waiting on it, that's it.
You know, what I like about what he told me off air before y'all came was, he said Roddy Rich was gonna be there with y'all. And he was like, you know, we probably might not hop on anything, but shit, I'm gonna spill a little something just for a first impression.
Okay.
And I feel like that's dope. Like, I feel like you guys already have that foot in the door with Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And you guys be around so many other artists, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? For y'all to always make them good impressions with y'all music, mm-hmm. that's kind of dope because they gonna start hearing y'all.
Yeah.
And then once they see y'all, they already know y'all. They gonna be like, oh, I'll see him around a lot. He be over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like every major artist started like that.
Yeah.
Look at Snoop and Warren G. You know what I'm saying? Warren G is the reason why Snoop got with Dre.
Yeah,
and Warren G was that dude that was always there. And if you watch the documentary of the G-Funk, you hear guys like the Doc and all of them say, yeah, Warren G, he was always around. He really never like rapped like around us, but we knew he did stuff, but he was always around.
Yeah.
And you only need people to say, yeah, he's always around.
Yeah.
And then they hear you, it's like, yeah, well, we always be around us anyway. So like, and then y'all start getting up there.
And that's how it happened too, because whatever case may be, you know, Hawk and Knowledge, shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
We would always be around at first. You know what I mean? We'll just ride to the sessions with Anna and whatnot. And maybe like the 10th, 12th time being there, you know, and start showing them our shit. Like, you know, start just listen to this, how this sound. They're like, yeah, this shit fire. Who is this? He like, that's them. They're like, wait, them? Like, you mean to tell me they come around us all this time and
they rap?
And they rap. You know what I mean? And they pretty much keep doing what y'all, they give us pointers and whatnot, what we need to do to get better or whatnot. And they like, y'all keep doing y'all thing. We'll see what's up.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? So what about what you, Cuzzo? Do you got, I know you got your project coming up right now. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of collaborations in there that, you know, you want to let people know that's going to be on it? Or
There ain't no collabs on this project. Now, I saw singles, but I do got some collabs coming. Song Serious with King from SKF. Shout out to the Big Bro King. Yeah.
Spitting fire only.
We definitely got a song coming. It's our finished stuff for the most part. And then, like we said, with PS9, Astro, and Traits, we got some stuff coming too. And I was just talking to Cammy Goat earlier this morning because he posted like a song.
My God.
Yeah. Shout out to him. Yeah.
Shout out to Cammy Goat.
He posted a song on his story and like, I was just listening, like,
that's so knocking.
It was low key knocking, and I seen the flow that he had.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, I was just laying in bed and I just started like flowing like over his words, but I was like just saying shit. I'm like, yeah, bro.
Hell yeah.
So I hit him up and we gonna be working on that soon.
Okay.
And everything but it's definitely more things to come with the camp too. I feel like 2019, like we gonna put a lot more stuff out because. Me personally, I feel like I want to do that because that's like where I started ever since I was a little kid.
Big year for you.
Yeah.
Coming up.
DJ and them, you know, they took me in. Like, I was like 11 years old or not. And like, just kind of made a foundation. I feel like kind of brought me to who like I am today in a way, because like everybody's calling me Tiny Deuce and stuff
And that's that's what you know bro. Mean? Like literally, I was with Lati and Limon the other day chilling, and it was like everybody know Aaron by Tiny Deuce. Like he gonna blow up soon, cause like, bro, you're dancing, and then when you do that with your music, it's like. It's like some Chris Brown shit.
Talent.
You know what I mean? Talent. Like, bro, your videos be hitting. What, you think you got the 40K views?
I don't know how that happened. Like,
you got 40K views on the Shiggy Challenge?
Yeah, that Kiki shit.
Come on, man. And then like, you know, other dance videos be getting views. And I be like, my homeboys at school be like, hey, why your cousin don't be going like to LA and shit and be like collaborating with other dancers or something? I'm like, Man, he just trying to do music right now too, you know? Yeah. It was like, nah, that nigga need to do some music and dance in that bitch at the same time. Yeah. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm definitely working on that. Like, I was kind of hard on myself because I feel like I ain't put enough like dancing videos out, but it's like, damn, I've been making so much music, and then at the same time, I've been playing football, trying to do it at school.
Yeah, no, I'm already knowing
how
that
is. And stuff like that, but it's like, I feel like it shouldn't even be no more excuses. I got to stop making excuses and just do it, because if I'm not doing it, somebody else is going to be, you feel me, trying to chase the same thing and going to be consistent. And I feel like that's a big thing.
Yeah, one day you're not, the day you're not doing nothing, somebody else is doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
But no, like how you said something about coming into 2019, like with all of us, like one, you know, one thing I told myself going to 2019 was I'm no longer going to procrastinate in anything that I do. Like, well, school is, you know, school. That's always gonna be the same. That don't change. You got no choice but to stay consistent, or you're gonna fail. But like, as far with like what I do with G Nice and you guys making music, those are options.
Yeah,
they're not mandatory. You know what I'm saying? But that's if that's something that you love, stay consistent.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like what my homeboys tell me in school, like, Murr, you ain't been posting YouTube videos. Okay, look, I don't post vlogs no more because I'm not saying I'm nobody, but you know, vlogs is for people that's already established and people want to see what those big people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing something different. I said G9 TV is a media platform. I'm gonna change it. I'm gonna do it where I got episodes, series, I got different things. People go on my channel and see. They see sports. They see sports with the NFL athletes. They see music. They see all this hip hop, pop culture. Yeah. You know, shout out to Keon and Hundo. I'm gonna bring something to the table. I wanna do a fashion series, and it's gonna be them running. You know what I'm saying? Them running the G9 TV fashion side. Well, we go to Melrose and do all these other things. But yeah, I'm trying to open up doing that type of things. And I feel like that's going to bring people to look and be like, this is dope because it's everything modern that we do. You know what I mean? And, it, you know, like I said, it's all about staying consistent and making sure you on this, you own it.
Yeah.
One day you might slack, but as long as you did something little that is going to add to that, you know what I'm saying? It's good enough.
That's one thing though. Mm-hmm. I pay a little homage to y'all. I see that y'all always working. Y'all work ethic is crazy. And y'all probably don't even know, but I love seeing y'all work ethic is crazy. You know what I mean? Because y'all probably don't know. When I be going on social media and I be seeing y'all working, y'all, you know, your little motivational speeches talking about that. I like that shit. That shit be like, nigga, look, niggas from the same city, they out here trying to get it. And that make me just like, look, Trace, we need to get it too. You know what I mean? They working and we ain't working. If they, you know what I mean? If they doing it, we could do it too. And that just motivate me. You know, I see you out there. You doing sports, football, school, music, dancing, all nigga, every damn thing. I like that shit.
Yeah,
you know
I like
what I mean?
That shit
and
too.
You, I always looked up to you, big bro. Even in high school, you already know how that go.
Yeah.
Murgo, you been doing your shit.
Yeah. You stay doing your shit, but you know what's crazy though? Like how you say that is. Honestly, how my energy is because of y'all too. Like, I always tell my friends, like, I always tell my roommate, because I always tell my time, I said, bro, like, my people back home, they working.
Yeah.
So I gotta go work too, because if my niggas is gonna make it, I'm gonna make it too. But see, one thing about me, I don't wanna make it off of somebody else. It's, I don't know, there's nothing bad, it's just I wanna have my establishments too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that we all do our own thing, y'all your own group, you your own group, and I'm my own group, but we all together supporting one another, climbing to the top, and that's the best thing you could do, support one another and share that energy.
I feel like that's where some people get lost, because it's like, instead of, you feel me, we all have our own establishments, we all trying to get to our own place and whatnot, but at the same time we support each other, but
other people, like, sometimes see that as competition or, yeah. Oh, I got to one-up him, I got to do this. Instead of, like, okay, say y'all drop a song or something like that, boom, I fuck with it, I'm supporting it. But at the same time, I'm thinking, like, okay, they working, I got to work, too. Mm-hmm. I got to do the next thing. But it's not, like, a one-up thing. It's more, like, I want to be just like them as far as my work. I yep. think. And I want everybody, like, I always been that way, though, like, and I'm sure it's, like, the same, you know,
exactly.
mutual
yeah, feeling
yeah. between all of us. It's, like, we all working. Once we get to where we got to go, even yeah. the least I could do, like, you feel me, is put them on if I can. But it's not, yeah. like, it's not
that's
like
the plan. The same thing. That's the plan.
Hell yeah. You like,
put everybody on from the
side. Hell yeah, man. I'm glad you guys came through, man. And yeah. is there any shout-outs y'all want to give out? You know what I'm saying? Anything y'all want to say before we close yeah, it out?
Go ahead. I just, you feel me, shout-out to the gang, SKL. What else? Frank. I got on the Simple But Complex from the Windbreaker, so shout out to him. He from the Dino too, doing yeah. his thing, so he doing his thing with his
clothing line.
Yeah, it's simple complexity, so shout out to him, appreciate you.
Hell yeah.
Everything like that, and you know, just everybody that's tuning in, been listening to the music, supporting. You know, it's all love, more music on the way. Shout yeah. out to y'all, my bros.
So Aaron, for on Apple Music, if you want to look for his music, it's Get It Rogers.
Yeah, GETIT.
Anything you want to say?
Go ahead, brother.
Shout out Ant, that's a little bro and shit. Shout out Papa, we got some shit coming up with him. Yeah. Shout out KB, cause we gonna be with him this weekend and shit. Mm-hmm. And shit, that's really it. What about you,
bro? Shit, Ant, you already know he's my dog. Shout out Ant. Shout out my boy Kami Goat, Polo Bobo, once who got me started.
Yes, sir.
You
know what I mean? Cream Life, baby.
Yeah, shit, I'm gonna throw a shout out to my Dash Life niggas too, man.
Yes,
Dash
sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at my sauce. Drip.
You know what I mean? Shout out to my folks, my parents and whatnot. And
shout out to Atlantic.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out knowledge. Knowledge bonehead ass nigga. Shit. shout out Trey Haggerty, my boy Maze. My boy Maze. Uh-huh. Yeah. And shout out Hawk.
BBE too. Shout out BBE back at Missouri. Them my guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So and you guys same thing, right? TSN on
$9. You type that in on any platform, and you can get our tape Visions. It's out.
Yes, yeah, sir.
Go look at that.
Plotting with Get It Roger, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So once again, you know what I'm saying, I want to give a big shout out to the guys that came through. You know what I'm saying? You guys go ahead and support their music.
Yeah.
For those listening on the Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Play, you know what I'm saying? All the links are going to be on the YouTube channel on the description box at G-Nice TV. You heard me.
Shit. Shout out G-Nice TV. What the
God, you heard.
Hey, look.
God. Hell yeah. And I'm Lil Ant. Like I said, I met you this morning. And I love your hustle, homie. Just keep it up. And you know what I'm saying? The future is bright for you, man. So keep that shit up. You heard me. Yeah. Skirt.
Why you got so a nigga act different. When you get a nigga, start to act different. Trust nobody, cause they gon' tell your business. Step on my low niggas be trippin'. For y'all niggas, y'all can't get in my way. Me and my brothers gon' run up them digits. Most of my niggas gon' lie to your face. When I'm a bitch, you not pay me a visit. Oh, money, my nigga.